Republican Mehmet Oz backed by Pennsylvania corrections officers in race against radical John Fetterman. By Nick Gilbertson on October 18, 2022. The Pennsylvania State Correction Officers Association, SCO, is backing Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz against his radical Democrat opponent, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, in the Keystone State's U.S. Senate race. Oz's campaign released a letter of endorsement from the SCO on Tuesday. In the letter, dated August 3, SCO's President John Eckenrode wrote to Oz, "Your leadership and support of the men and women who patrol Pennsylvania's 35 state correctional institution, forensic units and community corrections centers will be critical. We're impressed with his knowledge of the many issues our members face, and for the great concern he's shown for our officers and their families. We look forward to working with him in support of the brave men and women of the SCO." In response, Oz said in a statement that SCO officers know that I proudly stand with them and with immense respect for the underappreciated service they provide to our Commonwealth and our justice system. He added, "To be a corrections officer, you've got to be tough and smart on your feet, reading people constantly. They know a problem when they see it, like John Fetterman, who wants to reward criminals and push radical policies like decriminalizing heroin and releasing one-third of our prison population. It's time to restore balance in Washington so we can have safer communities." The endorsement bears tremendous significance considering Fetterman's radical record when it comes to criminals. As lieutenant governor, he chairs the state's five-person board of pardons, which radicalized under his watch. Since Fetterman assumed office in 2019, the number of commutation recommendations for those facing life sentences, including those convicted of first and second degree murder, skyrocketed. From March 2019 through April 2022, the board sent at least 46 commutation recommendations to Governor Tom Wolf, D., as the Philadelphia Inquirer's Julie Taruso reported in May. That's compared with just 6 in Wolf's first term, none under former Republican Governor Tom Corbett's one term, and only 5 during former Democratic Governor Ed Rendell's 8 years in office, as Taruso wrote. Fetterman has also said he believes Pennsylvania could empty its prisons by one-third and not make anyone less safe.